Kechet Rav Yeis, the Achal Rav Dini Beilo, is lo Nitza. And Tono Truma V'Nitveis, the Achal Kechet Rav Meir. The Achal Rav Yeshen Beilo, V'Yeish Lo Ima Hamidin Odin Ashmosh Yisal Cheskoso, V'Kedem Lochem, Teo Yisa, Eze Cheskos Tahar, Afel Hoche Le'amun Ha'chazok Ha'likud. V'Sof Sodimor Asikash, V'Sof Rav Meir, Sveike lechumre. Vachnam, Tomesh Yorat Litveil, Sofik Toval, Sofik Loi Toval, Vafili Toval, Sofik Toval, Babo Imso, Sofik Loi Toval, Babo Imso, Vichen Shem, Tvoiz Bechakish, Babo Imso, Uriachasem Imaso, Vitovo Bachat, Nidei Bezmen Toval, Isveike Tom, באמת דבר אמורים ביטומי חמור, אבל ביטומי קלה, גישוח על איכלים תמאים, גישוח משקים תמאים, בבורי שגרו במים שובים, או ישנוף לאורש והרובי, שלא ישלו במים שובים ביורת ליטבי, סופק טוב על סופק לא יטובה. אפילו טוב על סופק טוב על אבו ימסור, סופק לא יטובה אבו ימסור, וכן שני מקבו יזבח עשיש באבו ימסור, ויחסים בבא אבו ימסור, ויטובו בחס מנידי ויזמין טובל, סליקיטוי, רב יאיסי מטעמי, so we see now here gabi tchumim, so Rav Meir is machia and the tzveike lechumre, and over there by mikve, so Rav Meir is makia, so it's a stir, so the Gemara says no, it's no stir, because over there by over here by Tchumim, Rav Meir is Machmir, because Tchumim is the rising. Even though, I mean, according to one Tane, so Tchumim is the Nisal Raisi, of course, but when is the Nisal Raisi if it's in Beis Mil? So Yeitzi Ishvim Keime, but Al Taim Amo is only the Rabbonon, but it has a smach of the Raisi. So Meir is Mohammed. Mashain Keim, but Abimayim Shuvim doesn't even have a smach of the rice. It's even a smach of the rice. So the Gemara said, Tashe, we saw the Rameya Tchum in the rice, Votnam in Yochel Avliyei, Bozu Omar Abdestoye, Barabiana in Yishom Rameya, Shomaiti, Shemikadrim, Vihorim, Vis al Kudait of Tchum in the rice in Yishomikadrim, von Rav Nachman und Rav Avuya in the Katrin loy bar in Miklot loy beg la Arufe it ne shein shal kere. In other words, when you have to measure something, let's say the beg la Arufe, so you have to measure which city is the year atreva, or let's say the Gavitzum you have to measure al Paimam, so then there are certain kules, so if it's a question of the Raise we have to measure with one big rope, in other words it should be accurate. But if it's a drabonon, so then we can use many ropes. And if each rope is a dalad amo, covers dalad amo distance, even though there will be an inaccuracy, so it's all right. So the Gemara says, how can you say that Meir holds tchumim deraise, because it has a smar deraise, al yitzish mikeimei, but we see Mishum Rav Meir that Mikadrim Yohorim, even though when you are Mikadrim Yohorim, when you use many ropes, many small ropes, so then there is an inaccuracy. So it's a raya that Tchumim is not considered as a deraisi. This Al-Kadai HaTchum deraisi in Mikadrim, V'om Rav Nachman Rav Avuya in Mikadrim Rav Bar Miklo Be Bar Rufe, Lishatir Olu Ikash, Hodidei Hoderabi. In other words, Rav Meir himself holds that Tchumim has a din of the Raisi, but Rav Distoye, Rav Yana Mishum Rav Meir says that he does not have Mikatrim Behorim, that he does not have a Chum of the Raisi. They can ame, Iktone Bezuam, Rav Distoye, Rav Yana Mishum Rav Meir, Shomaiti Shem Katrim Behorim. Now, the important thing is the taste of the sea. The first taste is that from the day on the base. Sofik loy tova, afilu tova. So Rav Meir is making. So the question is, but Ach, sex fake. Even though it's a sex fake, so no catfish in the bush said he's safe. That will hoche be too metalitoy. That's the first lashon teshuvah. However, the second lashon teshuvah, the mitzvah is chayek. The mitzvah miforesh, the oi katon. Not that there is a sex fake. Either or. But if there are two sfeikes, so then, it is stomach. Say, bitume kar. The oi katon, if I feel a tovel, I'm your oi shetovel. With the power of a hoche adarabe. Veina hamid mikvah cheskose deim lechosa. Vol shayachem yifrach. Asofik tovel oi tovel. Elo oi katon. Upore chasofik tovel ba'aboyim so. Sofik oi tovel. So now it's, but in case of sex fake, so then bitumikale is not toy. In other words, what's the shaila? The shaila is, I mean, that is mentioned by the shach in the klali sex fake, simin kufiut in Yerodei. There is a machlekes rishenim whether sex fake. That is considered as a vada, likule and lechumre. So it has to be misapir, or even if it's not misapir. Now here it's not misapir, because it all depends how you start the slaves. Stomish your atlitve, sofik, or shnei mitvois, b'achas yeish b'abayim so, b'achas yeim b'abayim so. Vitova, b'achas man, ve'eize, ve'in yedeh b'ezman tova. And let's say bitume kal. So sofik toval, sofik loy toval, vafilu toval, sofik barboim so, sofik loy barboim so. So there is a sfek sfekeli kule. So mele, so I mean so it's lechumre. So so still we say that sfekitoya. Svekitoya. So that's the machlekes. The 2 days and days.
If you say that you call it even as mixed vehicle of home.
That's right, yeah.
But the both Misapir, it's Misapir though.
What?
This is a case and this is Misapir, this fixed.
No, it's not Misapir.
Why is this?
But if you say it all depends how you start. If you start from one end, so you have 2 svekes. In other words, maybe the Gimulugim Shuvim fell into the mikveh, or it didn't fall into the mikveh. And even if it fell into the mikveh, maybe there was already Memsor the time it fell. But can you start from the other end? And you can say, maybe there was Memsor when the Gimulugim fell into the mikveh. And assuming that there was no Memsor when the Gimulugim fell into the mikveh, you cannot say, maybe the Gimulugim didn't fall. So then you are saying yourself. So it's not misapir. So there's the shaila whether svekveke that is not misapir, if it's not reversible, is considered a svekveke or not. So that is likule and lechumre. As a matter of fact, teisves shite in psudes daf yud aleph is that svekveke is a bigger bureau than rov. That even according to Shmuel, who says in Hilchim Yom Nacharov, because of the Cheskas Mamei, but Svek Sveke can be Meitzim Mamei. Svek Sveke can be Meitzim Mamei. Now then, there are 3 shittes. The Ramban shite is the Ramban and the Rashba are both chilik and tesis. According to tesis, so Svek Sveke is a bigger bureau than Rav. And even according to Shmuel, it can be Meitzim Mamei, it can be Meitzim Deksuve. So, on the basis of Svekzik, the Ramban says that even according to the Rav, who says Hilchim Yom Nacharov, but Svekzik not, the Rashboshite in the Tshuva is that Svekzik is like Rav. Svekzik is like Rav. In other words, Shmuel is discussing. In other words, Rav chances, even though it's not the same kind of rov like Hadar, it's not a question of chances, but Es Zweckzweck ist nicht einmal auf so according to Rav, that he can be made some money out of Pirov, he can be made some money out of Zweckzweck. According to Shmuel, that he cannot be made some money out of Pirov, he cannot be made some money out of Zweckzweck. Now. Sif Samachtes, Mikve Sheinichi Reikon, Ubo Umotze Mole Ikosh, Miknei Sheze Sofik Mayim Shubim Mik. Now this is discussed in Sif Dalet, that's why the Ramo says, Vayim Leil Rishim Zema Shetusavtim. Sif Ay, Tzinei Al Shemikaleach Le Mikve, Vamachteshes Nisuno Bitzide, Machteshes Nikeil. Sofik ma tzine al mikve, sofik ma machteshes al mikve. The tzine here, the water that goes through a pipe for a tzine is not become shof. But if the water goes into the mikve for the machteshes, it has a biskibu. So then it becomes shof. It becomes shof. So we don't know how the water got into the mikve. There are two possibilities. Hare is a post. Why? Since there are two possibilities, so it should be sacred Rabbanon. So it should be able to be totally cool. The answer is Miknishas Sumechiach. Because it's more likely that the water came through the Machteshes, not through the Tzimah. Vin Yesh, Vinikve, Rubei Maim Psheri, Marizekosh. Even though a Sumechiach, but when is it kosher? Only if the mikveh had originally chafalet so mikshom sheze sofik ma'im shuvim sheayishom mikveh kosher kavua. Now let's see the shach here. Kufman dalet kosher ha'terzov nirali sheze kosher ha'mchaber lefi sforas haramba. This really a filukuli show of the Rabbon. Lekach make al in yeish be rubi maim shir. Aval onu di kaimul on kuli show of osam in the raise. Kidlil siv gimu. A filu bi reib maim shir in paslim on kai gavne. Be gai gavne. Shapsu mechi achol. At kan shir. Viteime. That's the livush. Viteime di stamte diver rabbi Shimshon, the Rash, perik veiz di mikvois mishnei, vi diver ateis ves perik hamecher as apais, daf samachei, vi orosh perik merube, vi aran perik veiz di shvues, shei viu adrab, raye mize di kuli shou vosam da reis, she kosvu vizalishenei, vahi di teisefte, di mikve shei mikri reikon, adrab emaim hosom mashma di kuli shou vmi da reis. That's what the Rash says. Diktone mitni sheze sofik ma'im shuvim v'cheskas mikvoyis nafsheris pirei shoyis mikve litvu beisei im keini imalei ma'im shuvim elo b'ma'im shirom litve u'mashma davke mishum chazok u'dikosha hol avoche post. But if it's the Rabbonon, so why do we have to resort to the fact cheskas ma'im shir? Hey, da di kuli shor asor midarai se diktone seife tzine ram kalei ach mayim le mikve u machteshes nesuna bisidei sofit na tzine le mikve sofit machteshes le mikve posul mipnei sha apsu mechiach vim yeish so even though apsu is mechiach agraim li doo only if im yeish bei rev mayim shirim kosh mipnei she se sofit mayim shumu le mikve u mitach shafinon kishi yeish bei rev mayim sofit וכשאין ברב מים פסלינו מסופיק מפני שאין כאן חסקס המקפויס שירש שתפסר שהפסול מוכיח שמחתשס ניסונו מצידי ויחל מלאמר שמפרו מחתשס ושמפרו מקווה ואם כן הפסול מוכיח כמי הקושר אל ממיקם דהווה רב מקווה הוושיב מדרייס ופסלינו מסופיק ולאחר שיש רוב אב לרבונן ומכשרים המסופים עד כאן לשם ראש וכן כוסו הפסקין הלל הרי להדיע עד הרבה it is hefty zu as will be done. The Kaimel and Kuli show was a midraise. Not as the Levush says, Ali Beishiris Rambam, that Kuli show is kosher midraise. Vadrabe, the Rambam, the Seyaite, the Sphirale, Kuli show of kosher midraise, Kashiach the Sefti. Umotsosi, she kosher because of Mishne, the Zelishin. Vikoshe, a my post of Machteshin, the Sidi, Hosofik, my Shuvimu. ויש לימה עשו וכזמיש נגיף סטוטרות ולא יוכשרו מים שובים מסופי אלו כשהוי ישון מקווה מים ונסתפק אם נופלו בו מים שובים אבל אם הוי ריקום ונמצא מולה אין לי בכל זה that's the first time then the second תרצה is ואיד יש לימה עד המחתרש בצידי שענה מכי שהפסול הוא בהם וחדיתונן כשהפסול מכי אחד כל משנה So the Shach says, "Vitiret Rishon lo mihir." The machiluk yesh sof sof hoche v'hoche sveikil. The gamidivre kol aposki manal u'shol poski. Kapitine di kuli shol v'havu d'rais and rabbonon. Ve'idi atisef tezu. The mikve shenich reikon. The gam aposki so. The gam aposki masif and kuli shol v'havu rabbonon v'ri ani atisef tezu. Ani shom v'vuel hege. מדיבר כל הפוסקים נלחל לגבוך אבל התירוס השני אפשר ישבי דימי רשע פסול מכיח נלוי סגלן מדור יסה מהכשה כי שם החשש סקריבו יסה להמקווה מהצינר או ישו בעניין שקל יסה לא בין מהחשש משיוב עם הצינר פי חייה נא סיפה נאו תומר שיורת ליטווה סופיק טוב על סופיק לא יתום
What's the case for the second case?
So it's homo. That's why the Mishnah is the kash.
No, sorry,
I smack the rice, it's a middle by Roy show, that's smack of the rice, but by me show, that's smack of the rice. עד שיבוד אשר תבוא קרוב, וכן מקווה שנמדד ונמצא חוסר, בין שהוא היה מקווה בשביל סרד, בין שהוא היה בשביל סיוח. So כל תאר שנעשה לגב ומפרה את מייס, איבן בשביל סרד, why? Because he started to raise it. עד שיבוד הזמן שנמדד בי והוא ישון. סיפה עם בייס. בייס מקווה שאין בהם הרבה עם סוף. ונופלו שלא ישלו גם משיחי אחד מהם, וידוע לאיזה מנופלו. והכי נופלו שניים, ואין ידוע לאיזה מנופלו, הרי ניוחי ליסליס לימה למוקים שנופלו בשנים נופלו שני אבל אם בשנים לא נדע על איזה הם נופלו ובשנים נדע על איזה הם נופלו סדן יש נת שייך תביטלה מי חוזס איוחי ליסליס לימה למוקים שנופלו שני נופלו על השם because the suffix was nailed after the gimulugin fell into the שני אחד יש בי אבל אין סוף אחד אין בי הרי אין מהיה So then I skip. At the time, in other words, if I can be tailored by Shuvim, I'm tailored. But only if I can be tailored at the time the suffix is nailed. But if at the time the suffix is nailed, so they are both Shuvim, there is no reason as to why I should be tailored in one as against the other, so then I cannot be tailored. נופלו, אחד שאוב ואחד שני שאוב, הרי אין לי לסיך של שאוב נופלו. סיפה עם גיבי, שני מקווי שאין בהם הרבה עם סוף, ונופלו שלי שלוגים לסיך אחד מהם, ואין ידי על איזה מהם נופלו, והכך יורד גשומם ונשמלו. So לגיד ואיל, בשביל מאחד מהם לחתחיל, because there is no reason as to why we should be tailored
in one is against the other. See, find out. So we cannot just assume, take it for granted. There is no such hanocha, there is no such presumption. Is psulim shechaskoson shul. Now, here we have a din, see if I may, we have a din that all the mikvois today don't conform to it, to this halacha. But there is a reason as to why we are not man. Yesh mi she'eseya lehatil yeirom leyomayim chamim lisecham mikve lechamim. You cannot put, let's say, hot water into a mikveh. And the mikveh is memsho. So there couldn't be a psul of shov. Still, yesh mi she'eseya v'chein limalis mikveh mayim chamim ulchavre limor b'shveres aneit. So then it will be, there'll be a shoke. So still, it's us. What is? Then the Ramo says, V'yesh matirin u'matirin le'hatil chamel mikveh kede lechamel. Hargo is more for the chesnide v'shem rav yor v'vo. U'mikol mokem v'yesh l'achmir im lo'y m'mokim sh'nuag l'hokeil ozenim chesbiot. So the Ramo says, only in bimokim shenuag l'hokeil. Otherwise, we should be machmir. There is a shittes rishen that you cannot be tevel in a warm mikveh. All the mikvehs today, on the contrary, the mikvehs mudorei, the mikvehs mudorei's are hot. When I used to go to the mikveh, so I was very careful not to go into the mikveh at once because I could burn myself. Some of the mikvehs, there were a few accidents in New York too, unfortunately. So, in other words, but why should there be a shite that it's you cannot be table in a mikvah, that in one mikveh? So the mocker is even more in times. Tiny stuff. You'd give more without. Fourth line, with Gimon without. Omar Afrom Bar Pope, Omar Afrist. Kol Shul Mishmovel, the Intishabov, the Oveil, Osa Bain Becham and Bain Bissin. Kol Shul Mishm Tanuk, so even you cannot be Rechitz, and Tishabov, or a novel cannot be Rechitz even between Kol Guf. However, Kol Shul Bain Mishm Tanuk, Kintanis Tzibo Becham Mosa Bezelimit. Omer Avide Barobin Afanan Amitzion. Vinei and Bishor Shebezin or Yogezrin or Akshomin or Aksores. So, Sheini Hamishi, Sheini, so Vinei Alin is Amachatzois. Because the Chitzer is also. So that means Nei Alin is Amachatzois. The Ham. Mishm Tanuk, so Rashi says, Kol Shul Mishm Ovel, Kol Tanish Osu Chachom Ritzi, Mishm Evel, Gein Tes Biov, Shul Mishm Aveles Chum, Vichol Shkun, Ovel Mame Shemes Lifanov, Dis Liu Tzare Tuve, Is Osa Ben Lecham Ben Mitzan, But Mishm Tanuk, Shemitzdarin Veisrin Atzman Betanuk, So Omer Avade Bar Obin Avlam Yon Neres Mochoit Omer Abaye Vi Bitzin in Osea Seichin is an Horis Niboyal. Why does it say Neelin is a Machatzoyis? Because Stam Machatzoyis means Ham. A bathhouse is warm. If Tzinin is also Osea, so then it should say Seichin is an Horis. The Horis is cold. Bitnio Afanam and so. Sechen san chitzois, sechen san horim boil in misne. Omar Rav Shishe prayed Ravide, Ravide Abe, Horekashle. Merdet Lanos of the Hitze, Neuerness am Hitzois Lomoli. So it's mentioned already as Hitze. Lav Shmamino, Bichamin Oser, Bitsenimuta. That's why he has to repeat that Neuerness am Hitzois. Lame Misal, Kol Hayovi Tila is stating Kidal Kom Bimites Bob in Yakapur. Himai. This is the mocker for that chite of the Ravyor, that you cannot be tevil in a mikveh that is warm. Because the Gemara says, Tvile bechamim nike. So, shuvin. So the girl say here in the Gemara is shuvin. Chamim is shuvin. Why is chamim shuvin? So the girl says, Teve seilu mechukit. In other words, shuvin ninu. Have to be stricken out. It's another psul, not shuvin. Another psul. What's the other psul? So some rishonim say, "Gzeira shemayitvel bikli." Shemayitvel bikli. So it's a special gzeira. But the girsa here is shuvin. And Rashi, it seems from Rashi that Rashi also had the same girsa. Now let's see.
Shuvin.
Tvila b'chami miike, chami oeya, hoshuvim nir. So Rashi had it gears. Elav b'seine, v'chami oe tvila sein, mishum tvila b'zmano mitzvah, shum maya l'tay ratsi. So the Gemara says, no, it's no rai. Lui mitzvichu elo l'chami tveri, which is naturally warm. So then, there is no gzeire of shemayitu b'tli and it not shuvim. The taste says here, Tfilo Bicham Nike, Hoshuvinu, Midlikoma Mishkahaslo, Tfilo Bicham, Tfilo the Kero Bicham, Kinshu Hamu, the Hum Shakuli Brecha. So at the Ham Shoch, so then it's kosher. El Shoma al Hamitari, Yeshli Yachiach, the Kuli Shov, Atila al Dam Shoch al Hamitil. Why? But Kuli Shov will pass in the Der Ham Shoch. In other words, if another memso will drop in, if Mekshon will drop in, so it's like the shite of the shiltes in the suge in Tmura Dafyudalev and Rav Rav Shmuel, that in other words, that if in, it doesn't puzzle, I mean, so if new Maim Shuvi, if new Mekshon comes in, then it's kosher. So this shite is also like that. Avon. Tfile vada in ilben, but as long as a new memsom mechamim didn't drop in, so there cannot be any tfile because of a special zera. Tesis doesn't spell it out. Shemo yitvel bikli. It's because of a special zera. So this is the mocker for that chit.
But now, Tesis holds it all show. Tesis is learning.
It's like show.
Not because of Xerah Shov. Taisa seems to be learning that Tfilah B'cham Yik because it is Shov.
No, even though it's that Ham Shoche came in.
No, that's the Ham Shoche B'kola Taisa says it's no good.
No, but that Ham Shoche B'kola is good. So Taisa says it's not good if he stay there before Mekshomi Mems, new Memson Mekshomi Dapi.
Right.
But if new Mekshomi after Memson additional Memson Mekshomi Dapi, then it's kosher.
And there's no problem with Kaman.
What?
And so there's no problem with Kaman. Like Rashi. That the whole problem with Kaman is only because of Shov. But I'm a Chanami. If they come Shafa with the Shov, and then I would make Shaman.
All right, it's not like Rashi, because Rashi Shite. The Rav of Shmuel and the Shilta Sachilik and Rashi.
I mean, like Rashi, that the Pesul of Chaman is only on Shov. That's what I mean, like Rashi.
What?
And that Nakud is
because
like
Rashi. Because the Gzeira is in Shov. But it's not Shov Mamish.
Huh.
But until an additional mem sov mikshamim drop in, so then it's not kosher. So it's a special zera. It's not a regular psul of show. It's not a regular psul of show. Because if it had been the regular psul of show, so even if new mem sov falls in, as long as gimel lugim fell in, so it became possible already.
But isn't the shul kashita that if original, even if the old water was show, but it was through amshachal, so then more mayim make shum could have been entire in those waters? Isn't that the shul kashita in Taisus and Tmura?
No. That's only the shul kashita. The shul kashita in Rav Shmuel Shite in Tmura is that if human saw drop mikshamim drop in, and it wasn't rubei shov, it was only gimulugim, so then it's kosher. Mashem came, suppose chofalef somaim shuvim over there, so then the Mishnah says he has to empty out as much water as there was originally, plus a little more. That's the Mishnah. Now let's see the goyim here. The Yesh Makili, Eish Kuf Kofei, Ein Rash, Perit Yud of Mikvois, Mishneh Dalet. So he mentions it is Sefti. Shif Sheifu Shetoval Becham Mitoi. In other words, there that is Sefti discusses someone, or a Kele, not a person, a Kele that he was not real, and he had Zephes, and Deifen Akele. So it's a Chzitzit. Some mele, if he stay there in a cold mikveh, so the water will not remove the zefes. There's the mitzias. However, suppose it's a warm mikveh, so then the warm water will remove the zefes. So then the kele is done. So that's the mokeh for the shite of the mekele. So the mokia for the shita of the machmirim is the Gemara in Taimus. So tefila b'chamim meike, shuvim nimo, mami shuvim or exere, special exere, and the mokia for the rishenim, for the shita of the rishenim that it's muta to be table in a warm mikveh is this effect. Umiyo, the Perush Rach, I think it's Rabbanatam, Ein Rai, Usvor Rishene Dochke, the Rashite is that it's a special Zere. Upirish, so then the question is, how will the Rash explain? So the Rash himself has, how can it have to say that if you're stable in warm mikveh, so then there is no chitze because the warm water removes the zefes. So he says it means if you are stable b'chamit v'aryeh, but not b'chamit v'aryeh, so then it cannot be killed. So the goyim says v'hu deichak v'limashma kein domas chosom hoyorad la b'mikveh v'ray oiso m'perikam etaymes. And why does the Rash say that? Because of the Gemara in Taimus, Ayin Teis V'Shom, Al Meditayim Mishum Shivim, V'chein Hu B'Gemara Shom, Shurim Ninu, Ela Shepiresh Ki Shurim Ninu, V'Udochet Meit, V'Achav Agav, V'Mishkach Asfil B'Chamim. Now, in the Agoyes, the Gor here, that's not a lotion of the Gor. So he says, Shurim Ninu, the Gemara says, B'Chamim Nike, Tfilah B'Chamim Nike, Shurim Ninu. So, and that's Rashi's Gersa. So the Goyen says, Teves Eilu Mechukis. But then, in parentheses, that's not a Loshon of the Gor. I don't know who put it in. Vayma Shekosef Rabbeinu B'Yerodea, Simon Reshalef, Sif Kotn Kuf Tofei V'Tzolchim. So he assumes, the one who put it in parentheses, that the two Hagoyes Hagor are Seisa each other. I don't see how it says it.
On the contrary, he says, Dochuk, Dochuk. Umikomokei, so the Ramo says, Yesh lahachmir, in loyim mokim shenu agu lehoki. Oze nimchiz viyon, uvichamit ve'arye, there is no gzeire mutari kulao. Ulachatile, then, he mentions something else, the Ramo. Ulachatile, v'nimikve, sharing mutoriously after the Tomei was table himself in the mikveh, so he is allowed in the same place to be nichnas lemerches, to take a bath or a shower in the same place. Today, shetechanunatz, avol. Only if the purpose of taking the bath is to warm up. Mashenkin, the purpose is in order to be clean, because sometimes the mikveh water is not very clean. So then, it's not allowed. Avalaza v'lichrei tzachakei yesh eisri v'chein rab. Why? Because of the morning Shabbos. The morning Shabbos and the Chesdovo. So one is Toyosh Nofla Reishi Imu Lumimaim Shuvim, so then he's possibly Tome. Why? Because many mikvois, so the Mayim were Shuches, were not so clean. So then after they were Teveil in the mikve, in the unclean, in the relatively unclean water, to be able to eat Tumo, so they poured Mayim Shuvim. So then certain people said, So there is a chumre not to do it, because people will say, if he does it in order to warm up, it's okay. But if he takes a bath or a shower in order to be clean, so then people might say that it's the bath that is mitaya. Not the mikveh.
It's like a shower, though. People can't make such a mistake.
What?
The male, if it's a bath, that's the people would say, even a bath is also makar, but shower, everybody knows it's not makar. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
What about men? Men have to be makar then for this?
No, has to.
No, it's a man who goes to the mikveh.
But the goyim is chilek on that ramo. The goyim is chilek on that ramo. The goyim is sif kufchav nos kufchav zayin. Avol. Larza velirchaitzach came to wash off, to be clean, is also. So, Mkeretamed Shabbos, Yudalad Aleph, Aboreishin Maimish, Shebitchilu. So, when sometimes the Maim were not clean, so they used to pour Maim Shuvim. So, some people said, Lo'elu mitarim le'elu. Mashenkin lazia, Aval kohol kolof. So, he says, Minan that cheating. Dikzeira. Even if we apply it, so but it's only litruma. Litruma, in other words, that he cannot, if he takes a bath after the mtvile, so he's possible to have litruma. She itom litruma midvesefim, aval tvilose also liaf litruma, shimsho kamayomim in tzorech arav shemesh, vichin toya, vikol shkun libaylo, tibaylo chulnu, in other words, the going is chelik and this other. Now, before I would like to go over some of the mishnas in Pirkei Yud of Mikvois. The other mishnayos, so several times we went over, but I don't think that we ever went over the Mishnayos of Pirkei Yud Mikvois. That the Mishnayos of Pirkei Yud Mikvois deal with chitzit. Pirkei Yud and Pirkei Yud Aleph deal with chitzit. So deal with chitzit. So actually, it belongs to Hilchos Nidah. But since it does not relate to the din of Nidah as such, but to the din of Tefillah and Mikveh, so that's why. It's discussed in
in Reish Aleph and Reish Beis. Now, let's see the Mishnayos of Perek Yud. Start Perek Tes, not Perek Yud, because the Dinim of Tzitze are discussed in Perek Tes, Perek Yud, and Perek Yudal. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, Eilu Chaytzitzin Biyodom, Chuti Tzemer, V'chuti Pishton, V'yotzui Shebiroshi Abonis. So the Rav says, Chuti Tzemer, V'chuti Pishton, V'yotzui Shabonis Mikalis Ben, Sar Shabaresh. Vein Mudokis, the same thing, I mean today too. Vein Mudokis Bisar Shabaresh. Some male, it's tight. Umeni Samayim Likonis Bisar. So the general query is, what is Chitze if it is something that doesn't allow the water to pass through? Shaso. Shall tsema vi shall chuti tsema ve chuti pishton ve otsui shibrosh abonis. This is the rabbonon, tane tame. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, shall tsema ve shall tsar inum chaytizi. But the Gemara in Shabbos points out that the rabbonon are only chaylik in regard to tsema, but tsar they are made it to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not chaytizi. And we pass them like the Rabbonim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Shal Tzemer v'shal Tzar in Chaytzitzi. Vein alochek Rabbi Yehuda v'shal Tzemer. Avol chutin shal Tzar meidim leichachom. Lifi shamayim nichnosim ben. V'davke, that also the Gemara says, chutin shebereish Chaytzitzi. Avol shal Tzar tzavor in Chaytzitzi. Sheinisho chinekes esatzmo. So in other words, if it's your tzar, a chut, that she, like a necklace, that she puts on the neck, she is careful not to make it very tight, because she might choke. But the reish, so she's not afraid, so she makes it very tight. If it's very tight, so then it doesn't allow the water to pass through. Now, the Mishnah Achreine, in general, is very thorough, but especially in Mikvois. Now the Mishnah Achreine says, "Elo chaytzitzin biodom." Afal gav di b'seif perik tone klole veimir zeh klal kol amakvitol of chaytzitz. So why do they have to say mention oto keruch v'lechshiv leis? There is a general rule: anything that is makpit is chaytzitz. Any makpit. So, miut ha-makpit is posto mid-rabonon. Rubei ha-makpit is posto mid-raisi. Why do they have to mention proti? This chitze, that chitze. And then the proti might change from place to place according to the practices and the sensitivities of the people. Sometimes in one time, so they might be makpit, and sometimes they not be makpit. So why does he say that? In Cain, we saw the Miss Nailer Hates in Lila Hates in Kivin, the Kula Bikpede Tol. So the Mishnah Achreine says, Laf Kushi, the Chloe del Kamon, who be Dover Achates in the Namayim, Shinamayim Boimshon, Vizetol Bikpede, She called Shinim Makpital of Hareo Kipsor. Why do we say something that is not Makpit is not Tite? Because if it's not Makpit, so it's Tofoli Psore. So even though the water doesn't go through, it's still all right, because it's bottled to the goof. Afilein amayim boim lipsoi, kivin shamayim ala dovar chaytze isari kirim gea bipsoi. Vorachat nam pergim lipsochim, mishlebeiz, vimreitze b'yume, ari karova, no, I mean, that has to do with that, but anyway, what's the shaykhes? Avol dovar chaytze isari kirim gea bipsoi, ein zochtzitze. והשתו עושה תנא להשמין אוכל איזה אוכצת שין המים בואים בהם והבחציצה במקבית וכל הנה דחושי שחייציצים תלי מה שהם בואים שם המים ויש לי דקדק בהוד אמרים אוכל בחוט עיסר הזמיד את In other words, the Rabbonon Amede to Rabbi Yudeh, the Truti Sar is no chitze. However, only it's no chitze if it's clean. But if the Truti Sar is not clean, then it is a chitze. It is a chitze. Why? Uitur Shulchan Aruch Kosvu, but they in with Nofes Chitzesi. וכן בתיך החלילת כוסו אם הם זובס תיך החלילת is like a net, you know, you have holes, so then if it's muzoves, so then even though he's not makpid to take it off, but he's makpid in order that because he cares about the chut is off, it's something precious. Some mele it is chitzit. That's a big chiddush. Tir shehel kosvu imi muzovei she makpedes lo siron bishas tvile. She's not makpedes. Let's say she never takes it off because it's itachshit. But when she washes herself, when she goes tvile or she takes a bath or a shower, so then because she doesn't want that to become wet, so then she takes it off. So it's still it's a chlitze. A chlitze. The question is, why is it a chlitze? Because as long as she is makpit lo siron bishas tfile, bishas chlitze, so it is a chlitze, even though she is not makpedes to take it off any other time. The siron shatul chlitze, adkan, umach chlitze shayar baze, kim shamayim, בואים לבשורו, וצורך לימר, דלכתחילה כאמרה, דלכתחילה כאמרה, לך, שוב רואיסי בסיוסף, גבי תיכה, חלילתה שער בזה, בסיוסף, what he says, חתחילה כאמרה, is it day אחד, it's not a new חתחילה, it's even the event, it's not a חתחילה, so, the Gemara says, that the Rabbonon Amei to Rabbi Yudeh, לגבי חוטי סעד is not חייציץ, so it's not לחתחילה. But then he mentions, let's see, the משנחן he mentions what the Bessiosef says. ובעניין המקטית, now there is a basic מחלקת between the רשבו and the רמבה. What does פיידה depend on? The רשבו says that פיידה depends upon the general פיידה, of ordinary order, not of the table, the tevelis. The Rambam says that Kpeide depends upon the Tevel. And all the Bes Yosef and all the Poskim assume that the Rambam is made to the Rashbo, that if Rovni Odom are Makpit, even if the Tevel is not Makpit, so then it's certainly, suppose a certain person is not sensitive, he doesn't care about anything. So, but if Rov Neodom are Makpit, then everybody is made a Tzachzit. But the Machleken between the Rashbo and the Rambam is, if Rov Neodom not Makpit, but he is a very sensitive person, and he is Makpit. So according to the Rashbo, it's not Tzachzit, according to the Rambam, it's Tzachzit. Uvinyan HaMakpit is Kima HaPoskim, Di Bosarube De Al Mazlin. שאם דרר מיודם להקפיד בדרוזי אבך ציצה, אף על פי שזו אינם הקפדס פוטלטאית, מיהו יראו בדעל מאין הקפידים, וזו מקפדס, הלו אבס יוסף שבמחליקס, להרשבו אין החיצס, ולרמבם חיצס, ובדעת מי שכוסף, שדעס המוד חי כרמבם. ונראה לי, דהוד אמרים בגמור, דבר תירו רובי ומקפיד חיצס, מיותי המקפיד אין החיצס, בדרייסי אום לרבונו, auch nicht kostet Rav, nicht in Gimur. Teil nicht, aber wo, die Rubel und Magbit, die Stomme, Kulaun und Amekat. Kiven, I mean, why did he say that's very strange what he says. But then he's raised from it. So, Teil nicht, aber wo, die Rubel und Magbit, die Stomme, Kulaun und Amekat. Kiven, die Hook paid it. Die Deo, die Arm. Bossa, because Gazer Rabbonim Mute Amakvit as Nunom Bechodek Peide Oide Lechut Oide Alme Lechut because Nunom Oto Rubi Omakvit is El Kisvaz Rama Mitzis for a Truk Elo Gifize Mashma Da Filo Bi Mute Amakvit I Bolon Di Kul Alme Nakate Bi Chok Gen Bitzeye Oide Avatin Vatin Vapsore Vaze Avach Sisem Reise Di Kipele Dei Di Kul Alme Vadi Nifra Filo Di Rubi Deini Maktiv. Afu Rubei, Deini Maktiv, die Kuraum in Amore Kapte, sehr afu mit Rabonen Mechitiv, Kim Lek afu Chodek Tei, Vichin Nirem Gibri Rosh. But it's not, he himself points out, there is no Raya from the Rosh. She Kosaf Likaman, the Hodul Yadbil, In other words, that if kumkumes is a kettle, is a kele, so if the outside of the kettle has, you know, many times when you boil water in a kettle many times, so then the outside becomes black. So you cannot be table six sitting. So the Rosh says there the Khinirim the Rosh Kosafu Kamun behold Yadwas at Mkumis Pachomim Haina Pachomim Shekibo Isom Bisekam Kumis it's orkly shafshifon shaloyid bikuri achitsu Aber Pachomim Shenidvikos feeling Bachutz in other Makvid Bikach. Vafil Bechulin Achitis. So when does the Mishnah say that by Kumkes, if there is Pachomim, so there is no Tvile and he has to remove the smoke, the black smoke? So that is, if the black smoke he covers the inside of the Kumke. But the outside, people are not Makvid. But the question is, so what if they're not makpit? Says not makpit. Rubei, any makpit is a chitzim the rabbono, and from the Gemara Yevomes and he himself from mentioning Gemara Yevomes, like Abi Mugarish and his gairo in not zlozach tvile, it's mashma that only rubei any makpit is no chitzim the raise on the rabbono, but kule any makpit is a chitzim the raise. So it's a raya. That when we say Rubei or Makpit, Rubei is Chaytzeitz, it means Minastam, he's Makpit. But if we know that he's not Makpit, so then it's not to say. So this is what the Rosh means. In other words, if the black smoke is on the outside of the Kumkem, so then we can assume that he's not Makpit. He's not, if it's inside, so then he's Makpit. But if it's outside, he's not Makpit. But Getty will be contrary to the Gemara and Yevomes, and it's not Mistaba. So then he says at the end, no, the Pshat is because true that Rubei, even if he's not Makpit, is Chaytzeitz mid Rabbonon, and Kule is Chaytzeitz mid Raise, even if it's not Makpit, but only if it's Rubei of the whole Kele. But here, it's only Rubei of the here it's only on one side, so it's not really Rubei. So that's why, and so it's a mute as far as the whole Kele is concerned. And if he's not Makpit, so the outside, the black smoke on the outside of the Kumkes is only Rubei on one side, but of the whole Kele it's mute. So that's why it's no season. So that he says it then. וכן נראה מדבר הראש שכוסף לכמה מבודו ידו עשה קומקומס כתחומים הנה וחומים שכיבו איסום בשיח הקומקס צורך לשאף ששם שלו ידבקו ויחיצו אבל בחומים שנדבקו ספיבה עם החוץ אין עוד המאפיל בכך ואפילו בכל אין החיצס וכן כוסף רמב״ם ומשמע דין חילוק הזה בין כלים לאודם וזיל בוסתיים וזה צורכים שהפסקים לביר הזה ועד רבי משמע דבריהם שכל בירו בחיצס אף על פי שאין שמון המאפיל וכן כוסף בשכונו בהדיה בסימן ריש בייס גם בתפוס כלים כלי שאין דרך להקפיט או אפיני חיצס אלא אם כן חיפס רובי ואשר זה אוף וזה הפך מדברי הראש בקומקבס ולאוי דל שעמו בעגוי שם היבי אולוב דברי הראש דקומקבס שלוי במחלקס ועם דבור עם ציסטון זה הזה ושמוס פירליס אנליסס דהידי ראש אפילו כולי בחוץ אין זה רובי קילים דלקים בפנים ומכל מוקן בהודי כוסף הראש מה שאין דרך להקפיד אפילו בכולי מחליצס צורכים דיפרי קרול דף הנחס אמר רב חנה הודה אמרינו רובי ונמת בזני חיצץ חנה מילה רובי אבל כולי חיצץ ולאשכרון עושה מה מפורק והשעס פורך עושה מהר דרב חנה לי אנטילס מוברס משמע ולי דילך סוכן וצוריך לימה נעמה דירוש כולי מצדך אתכם אורת נאו סו חוטי צמע סו The Rabbonim say that it's a chitze. Pirish Arav, Shetluiz Bissara, V'chein Kosaf Mishberg Vov Di Shabbos. Uriteis Visham Kosfo Deinom Tluiz Olo Kuchis. V'in Teima Mikol Mokim Miuchin Makpedes Ave V'amai Chitzisi. V'efshea Kidim Shein Bereiv Saro Havet Yerubei Kishitas Agenim Shasa La'atzmi Nidin V'reiv Saro Havet Merav Aguf. Now that's a machleket between the Genim and the Rambam. Now, Rubei, if he's not Makpit, he's not Chaitis. If he's not Chaitis. But if it is, if he's Makpit, it is Chaitis. Midrais is a Chaitis. So the question is, suppose it's Rov of the Sar. Is Makpit off? There is something that sticks to the hair of the table that he bears. So he's makpit, but when in regard to the whole goof, it's only mute. So the Genim say there is a revival, I mean, and the machlek is the Rambam and the Genim. So the Genim say that the Sa'ar is treated as an entity by itself. It's not treated as part of the goof. And the Rambam Shita is some melee, if all of the Sa'ar has something, let's say Zephes, that sticks to the whole of the Sa'ar, some male exercise. And not only the Sa'ar of the Reish is treated as an entity by itself. According to the game, even the Sa'ar is a Shech. Suppose there is Zephes sticking, or Zephes or Dor sticking to the Sa'ar is a Shech. Some male, if he's Machpit, so it's chaitzis midrais. According to the Rambam, no, it's not treated by itself. So he says, "Vintema." Said the Mishnah Chen is a kasha. Vintema mekol mokim miuchin machpedes v'may chaitzisim. Why do the Rabbonim say in the Mishnah that the chutei sa so? Why do they say that it's chaitzim? The im tema mikol mokim miuchin makpedes have a my chaitzim. The efsher kid machine breiv sa have a kerubik shites againim shasal atzmi midin. The breiv sa have a kneriv aguf. Ula Rambam shesei ve'asar nechshaf im aguf. Tzorich leima dichuti neilu makpedes laasiron. בישו שריך אצז בחמי כדי שיכניסו לגוף וחיבנו שמקפדס בשום פעם חייץ כן כסף בסיוסף. So that's how the בסיוסף explains the מחלקס ברבונן רבילי. Now, so but רבילי says that even סער is in a חייצי. So I mean that even צמר is in a חייצי. Why? Mashma, so it's not mashma, there is a machlekes in Mitzias. Mashma, the Peter Leil Rabbi Yude, Shamayim Boimben, Vitzorhi Unimkein, my time is Tanakame or Michael Mifri, you see, the Mishnah Chene doesn't leave out one word. The Plige Bihok, the Plige Rashi of Rabbi Sein, the Rabbis of Rashi, the Fairy Bamei Shreitza, the Afnum Zayin, Gabi Tiche Chlilte, the Eile Bomai, let's say it's net. So, what it goes through, it moistens the place of the net. So then, the Rabbis of Rashi say that it's a chzitz, because she's makedes to be Mesia, the chlilte, the tiche chlilte, ki she chesed v'chamim, ki she yichnis ha-mayim medufo. And Rashi is chelik and Rabbis of. Kim the ayim maye inkantzitz. So the question, all right, Rashi's shita does not require an explanation, it's very mistaken. The Rabbis of Severin, kidney shemak, kidneys, bishum palm, osha, the chitis lavdafti. So he says, chitis lavdafti, again, it seems it's only chatrele, but that's not mistaba. Vahashti yishlema, ditanekame names virle dalle maye bishal senda. Umikomokain, and why are the chilik and the Judah and they say, umikomokain, makpedes, is so why do the Rabbonim say that it's a chitze? Because even though water goes through makpedes lo sirom bishasru chitze im yishum shal yishalka lo achutin vim yishum shal yichnus amayim berevach yeisya vichol kai gavne name osya kisvoras rabbeisov shal rashi vichol yudes virlei kisvoras rashi vichol gale maye einach chitze ובחוטיסה המלך החומי שאינו מסירוסון ולא נהדקה ונכמוסון המים ברווח וגם אין מסקלקל ונמצא ונמצאנו לומדים דספורס תנקה מהוכר כספורס רבי סוף של רשי וכן פוסקה פוסקים דבחות מוזרבים and so in other words the Tanakhama agrees with the spore of the Rabbis of Rashi. So the question is, that will not explain Rashi Shita. If the Rashi is Chelik and the Rabbis of, and we pass like the Rabbonah, not like Rabbi. But I think, as he says, but one thing has to be added. In other words, it's not that Rashi Shita is, that according to the Rabbonah of Rabbi Yude, as long as she is Makedes to remove it, because she doesn't want that the chutim zovim or the chtich achlilte to become moist, so merely it's a chzitze. Why should it be a chzitze? It's not because, after all, water goes through. But even though water goes through, but if she removes it, there'll be more, a chef of water. You see, if you have a net on the head or on the goof, so then water goes through, but only a few drops of water go through. But if you remove the net, so then there'll be a sheaf of water. So mele itzechitze. And that's the machlekes between the Rabbonon and the Rabbi. Alright. I think now that is enough for Mishnah Aleph. Now Mishnah Beis mentions protein. What is itzechitze? So there's a whole list. Kilti aleif. Kilti aleif, sar she bechozek neged aleif, she nistaba, v'nasi kein shashores. Sometimes the hair on the chest becomes hardened, so that's chitze. V'azoket, sometimes the beard, the hair on the beard becomes hardened. So, ubeis astor, is beish. So, the Rav says, and all the Rishonim say that, so that only Isha Nisur, because then it's Makbet. Obeis Astorim B'Isha Nisar Nechas U'mistaber Beis Emokim Machmas Azriye V'atinu V'alichluch V'davke B'Isha Nisur Shemakpedes Al Atzmo Shalish Yizgan Al Bailahu T'Bis Astorim Havich Zitze Aval B'Tnuyo Deinu Makpedes Lo Havel B'Is Astorim Chzitze Lifluf Shachus Laayim Lifluf Shachus Laayim V'Gelet Shachus Limako V'otiyo shalom, usraf hayovish, v'gildi tseyo shalom, sorry, that's something that a person is makbid. Ubotik shetarasat peren. Vamulim vititayovim vititayetzim vigetzivoni. Izeu titayovim zetita beres. Shenema vayalim beres shein mititayovim. Titayetzim, that's the clay that is used by those who make pottery. Kimashmoy. Rabyesi mitaya bishal yetzim. What is Miriko? Miriko is Loshin Tamruti Noshin, as Migla says. Bishon Miriko, Tita Shor, Belev, and Deitzo, Oslu Safkin, Beakli, Shemizdiku, Shenamai, Mimachanis. Now, the question is, what's the machlekes between Tanakama and Rabbeisi about Tita Yetz, the pottery clay? So, Rabbi Yitzchak is mitaya b'shal Yitzchak. What's the machlekes? It's not a machlekes in mitzias. It's not a machlekes in mitzias. What's that?
Maybe the same kind like before. The water goes through. Maybe,
you know,
same machlekes.
I don't know why the letters. Maybe. I don't know. But I thought of something else. That now, the Mishnah later on says, how about a kesem, a spot, a stain on the goof and the beged? So is it tichzitze or not tichzitze? So Rabbi Yisi says, now for one moment, I want to turn, for one moment, Mishnah Vov, al abgodim mitzadecho dein chitzitz, Mishnei tzadim chitzitz. There is a remarkable Mishnah achrene, hashkofer-wise, on this mission. So, if you have a stain on a beget, and you are table the beget, so if it's not a penetrating stain, only on one side of the beget, and the other side it's clean, so then it's not a chitze. But suppose it's a penetrating beget, stain, so then Mishnei Zodim Chiret. Rabbi Yudei Meir Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Av Mitzadech. Rabbi Yudei is Chirik. That even Misadecho, if it doesn't penetrate, it's also chaitis. What's the machlekes between Tanekame and Rabbi Shmuel? So I think that the pshat is, it's a question of degree. It doesn't mean some people are chaitis on any stain. If a person is very, he's very sensitive to wear clean clothes, some mele is matbit. But people who don't care, so they're not matpid. So the question is, it's a question of degree. If some people are matpid and certain people are not matpid, whether it's achzitz or not. Rabbi Yisei Meir shall banoim mitzadecho v'zachzitz. He shall bo mishnei zdon. What does banoim mean? Banoim means it's amitroch. So al tikcho b'nayich alo boi noyich. So if it's a beged of it amitroch, so then it is a chitz. If it's a beged of an amhoret, it's not a chitz. Shetamid chachomim sheiskim yom shaleilom vitabdo al rivav shetadeyem yom rabbi yechanen kol tamid chochen shenem tzor rivav al kod of chayim mise because he's mechalos Hashem. So, but shalbo is only if it's a penetrating state. But if it's not penetrating, it's not a chitz. So the Rabban Bat Noor says, "Shol bur gorua mamoritz, v'li kopit al lichul shebivronof." Elohim ki yetzei meiva leiva. So the question is, so the Mishnah Rabbi Yisi discusses the halachah of a stain of the tamitzvachem and the stain of the bur. How about the stain of mamoritz? He's in between. He doesn't discuss. That's very strange. So the Mishnah Achreine says something very remarkable. I think it's a wonderful Musa Shmues. Shal banoy mitzadechot vishal bo Mishnei zel. Kan tzorch tar shekeret ham lechachon bishen banoy v'amorez bishen bo mashal mitzonu ze bichol moki eloshim tam mitzchochem bishen amorez v'chan lo moshino shmues vei dishen amorez aber der Busse hoche zwei Mischen bo Mische kosse mit dieses Jonko die ich lima die Banoim jeschli vorreich auf ne Teo für eine Tange Chachon ויש לפורש גם כן על בעלי מייסים טבעים, בעלי סדוקו ומולחסודים ועסקים ממצווס, ותווי בכל בנועיניו, שבלעתירו עסקים מיליון של אילום, תדמיינו שנסתכל הקדוש ברוך הוא בתירו ובור עש אילום, ורעתירו בניון של אילום, וגם עסקים בסדוקו ומולחסודים, גם כן נקראו בנועים, שניקיים עם עש אילום, כי דאמרים על שלושה דבורים מלונים מלעתיר על עבר ולחסודים ורבי יש הסביר לה ידי גם לא עסקים ממצווס אף על פי שאינם בעל תיר תנת להם צריכים להיזויה מרבף שגם עליהם אני קירי מסניע דאמחלס השם שאומרים או עסקים ממצווס עמוקים כמו הם מבוזים בבלדיהם וכך הם אימא הקנטון וחכומים על הבנויים שגם לא עסקים ממצווס בכל זה וכך אומר גם כן ישל בור, שהוא גרוע ממורץ, שאין בלוי תירו ולוי מייסים תיבים, because if he has מייסים תיבים, even though he's very ignorant, so he's still not at Tomet Chochem, but he comes within the category of בנויים, the בני תירו. So מלך, I think that the פשט, the מחלקס between Barakame and Mishne Beis, and Rabbi Yossi in regard to Tita Yetzirin, because Tita Yetzirin, it's also Tit. So somebody who is not involved in pottery work, so is Makpit. He doesn't like to have on his kelim clay. Who likes? But if he's a potter and that's his profession, so then he doesn't mind. So there's the machlekes. In other words, whether the pottery, the potters who are not makpid are to be considered as a class by itself. So maybe we cannot say but lo daiton eitzu kol adam. We cannot say but lo daiton eitzu kol adam. Some mele that's rabbis is mitayav b'shal yitzchim because they are a class by itself. So just as banoim talmidei chachamim and baalei gemurus chasodim are considered a class by itself. And we do not say a bottle of Aitin Shalodom, Likule Olechomre. So here too. And whereas the Tanakami holds that since Rovni Odom are not involved in pottery, and those who are not involved in that profession of pottery work, some mele, they are makfit, some mele it is a chitzi. To get Sivoni Eilu, he said this Adrochim, Shein Tevrim Ben, Vimadun Isom. ושור כל הכלים, מדבילים בי כשולח, ולא ידבל בי אבק של רגוף, because it's a chitze, the dust on his feet, לא ידבל עשה קומקס, בחכומים, אלו עם קיין שפשף. No, it's now, I think, we'll leave it here, but then on Sunday I would like, because I would like to finish not just a simen reishbeis, which is a small simen, but even the simen kuf tzadik ches that has to do with chitze, has to do with kvois before Shabbos Nachmu, as I said yesterday. So, but now it's Friday, so we'll leave it here. Of course, there are two things that are not massive, a beged and a tachshit. But certain tachshitim, she is also to wear them to go outside, midrabon, because of exeah. Maybe she'll take it off. Listen, if it's a tachshit that she likes to show off with, you know. So she's also to go outside. Ami sheyeitzo v'amei miyeitzo. Loi teitzi isho loi b'chuti tzemer v'loi b'chuti pishna. Loi b'chuti shevereisho. She has a strap on her head and her hair. Loi tidvil b'hen ashi mitzrava. In other words, if she has to go through it, she has to make it loose, it shouldn't be tight. Because if the strap on the hair
with which he ties the hair is tied, so then water will not come in to the hair. The loibiti tofes. Tofes is a tachshit that is placed on the fire. So the Rashbam says, like Shutish on Mikro, Titofes means a tachshit on the head. So Rashi says, Pameisha Yeitso, they have a tachshit veloi masik, the Ike, they have a tachshit, and still it's also on the Rabbanon to go outside. Wait. Because of the Rabbanon, Dilme Shalfe, maybe she'll take it off from Machri Yalil Chavata, Chshivusim. Maybe she'll take it off and show it to her friend what a good tachshit it is. The dilme, so what, even if she takes it off, so if it's pochas m'daladames, but she might become so involved in praising the tachshit, she might carry a daladames. The dilme also lasts with daladames. Loi bichuti tzemer, o pishton, o tzur, shebereisho, shekilaz ben saro, shebereisho, akurekoi. Umorim Forestheim, Vritidlobe. And then another aloha that she cannot be tailored with the strap on the hair. Why Mishum Chitzi? Unless she loosens them. Asheti Rapa. She a Katiro mixas. She urifuin. So then it will not be a Chitzi because then the water will be able to come in. The Yichnus Armain Binayim Lisa. Titofas visavitin for the glory of Shulimei vichashinon dilme shalfi umachri elechad. Alright. So then the Gemara, the rest of the Mishnah is not negeas. Then the Gemara, the Kasha, tzvilem and the chashmei. After all, the Mishnah is concerned what is muta to go outside with and what not. Why do they discuss tzvile is not, it's not mikvois, it's Shabbos. Tzvile man de chashmo. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Omar Rabbe bar Avuye. No, there is a connection. Matam koma. Matam lo teitzi isha loy bichuti tzemeh, avu loy bichuti pishton. So bishlem in regard to tofeis. So that's a very precious tachit. So we know why it's osa. But chuti tzemeh, that's not something that is unusual. So why is it tosa? So why does he discuss here? Why does he say that it's tosa on Shabbos to go out? Matam lo itaytzi isha lo yichud itzem lo yichud pishtam kin shomu chachom im bichayl ititlu ben sins b'michayl she has to make it loose. So there is a chshoshe, maybe she'll have to go to tefillah shel mitzvah and that's mutar on Shabbos. So and then she'll take it off and the male she'll carry it. Mishom chachom bechelitu nashi terape v'chivein v'chelitu b'em ashi terape v'shabes l'teitze tilmo misram elo tfile shal mitzve v'shar yelu v'osela isinu daladam v'shosarab. Right. Now then the Gemara esen abai. Boy mini raf kane mi raf. Tiche chalil temai. Tiche chalil temai is like a net. In other words, it has big holes and she wears it on the hair. So the question is whether tiche. So Rashi says tiche chalil temai. Shashorei shalchutin chalulei svi agulis. Net. Mauli kleya ben saron. Lotzis b'shabes sheini chelo limeitchon l'dirken l'asa b'chazok, because the net cannot be put on the hair tightly. Some mele water will always be able to come in. So the question is, can she go outside with that net on Shabbos? V'amayim nechnosim bo niboyele mi'ad v'chatzitz l'teitze ben b'shabes. So here we have a new aloha. After all, the net is not tight.
so it will not stop water from coming in beneath the net. I mean, so mele, why should it be a chatzitzit? So here the two pshatim, Rashi's, a basis of Rashi, and Rashi's pshat. Omalei, so Rashi said, O comrade, Tikha Haluti is old, it's woven. Kol shehu orok lo yigozu. Kol shehu orok lo yigozu, Rashi says, lotzis bibi Shabbos, di nechzitza lechayitz, do he mozal aduke Shabbos. She couldn't even put it on very tight. So what will always be able to come, that's what Rashi said. Itmaname omar avune bred Rabbi Yeshua, kol shehu orok lo yigozu. But then there's another Rashi. I saw my sisters. They were captain alive. That when they had to go to Tvile, so they weren't makpi to take off the net. They went to Tvile with the net under here. So it's the same thing, but the Gemara says two genus. So my Ike bin Hachlish, the first Rosh. And the second Russian, it looks like the same thing. Suppose the net is not clean. So Rashi says, the mitnefesh mitnefu, hanach. It's not clean. So according to the first lotion, Oak Ligozo, Honame Oak, Vokoma Ligozo Clalotis, Ulhai Lishned Likabde. So the only reason is why it's okay to go to it, because they're not marked. But if it's dirty, so then they would be marked, because then the water will become filthy from the teeth of the net, and then it will make the hair filthy. So then they are makpi, so then it is exis. So he says, Haname orku v'hokom al ligoz duk v'alotis, ulhai lishne likabde, mash madi kabde, not l'meration, kishin rei chatzis, osu lotis ben bishabes, v'afo gablin aduke, loi chayitze, umuteres litobe, but even though it's not a chitze, because it doesn't stop the water from coming in. That's Rashi's pshat. So, in other words, according to Rashi, it's not that if the net is dirty, so then it's chatzitza. It's not chatzitza. Even though she takes it off, but that doesn't make it into chatzitza. She takes it off because she doesn't want the seyah to become dirty, but certainly if he takes it off, so all the water will come on the hair. So, but it's also to go out on Shabbos, because she might be so interested in preventing the hair from becoming dirty that she'll forget and she'll carry it. But that's Rashi's shit. It's not Rashi's. But the rabbis have said it's Rashi's also. The rabbis are meforshim hach peyel in echzitz ki kainu yon rube yon makdit olof chayitz. So in other words, rube yon makdit olof is chayitz mit the reis. That's a gemore nide, a gemore nerev, a gemore in suke. I mean, there's no shaila about it. In other words, there are certain echzitzes that are mit the reis, and there are certain echzitzes that are mit the rabon. Which is echzitz mit the reis, if it covers the rov of the goof, and this makpit. Suppose it covers the rub of the goof, but it's not makpit, so it's not achsisa midrais, it's achsisa midrabon. Suppose it covers the mute of the goof, but he's makpit to have it on, so then achsisa midrabon. So according to Rashi, so even though he's makpeles, dafke to take it off, and then certainly they do not prevent water from coming to the hair because there won't be any net on the hair. So according to Rashi, so it's not existing. According to Rabbi, so it is existing. Rashi's pshat does not have to be explained. Why should it be existing? Takes it off, and then the water will come directly on the hair. So, but the rabbeis of Rashi has to be the rabbeis have me for she half peel in Exis to be kinder on Ruby or Makbis or of Hades. The Kashel be Gavot to Hode the Heat Narahu be needed in me and Medekit when it's tight. Rashmin and Afar Gav. But if he's not makpit, even though it covers the rub of the goof, some of the rice, it's not chaytzeitz, because since he's not makpit to have it, so mele is considered like the goof itself, hatofeil. Toval, the Toval is sorry, Bamayim, so the Atofil is sorry. U bottle Gabisar, it becomes bottle. Avo, needed a loy medic, while be Maye, Maye Hates is the Nema, Olaf Hates is, he asks the Nema, that he hates is the awesome. So, is that there it means. He asked Lena that he hates the awesome. I mean that it's because it prevents the water from coming. So the dog will listen. Umil, Rashi Shittis, call me the capital Ayosa. Umil, call me the capital Ayosa. Hech am rin hocha hainame orego muta, kidin di pshidal on the hecha de mitamfe mikpat kapten. Jeez, my pedis, dafke to take off the net. Alkora chayetz. Do Aravune pray to Rabbi Yeshua Alochel Meshim Sinai Lohosu Lifluge? That's a dim poshes Alochel Meshim Sinai, it's not Shaya to be a machlekes. Anyway, so we have here a big machlekes, a basic machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Yisuf of Rashi. According to Rashi, Chitze is only Shaya from the Raisa and the Rabbonon, only if it prevents the water from reaching the goof or the sail. But if he doesn't prevent, even though she's makpedes to take it off, in order that water should come directly on the hair, so then it's not chitz. And according to the rabbis of, it is chitz. It is chitz. What's the pshat of the rabbis? Why is it chitz? Takes off. So she's makpedes not to have a time, but after take it off, so it shouldn't be existed. The answer is, why do we say that if it's not makpit, even if it's rov, so it's not existed? Because if it's not makpit, even it covers the rov of the goof, so it's bottle to the goof, it's totally psor. It's totally psor. So mele, but in this case, since she's makpedes, dafke, to take it off, so then we cannot say she considers it as part of the goof. How does she consider it as part of the goof? We see just the reverse, that she wants to take it off whenever she's developed, she's rechetzes, so she wants to take it off, so it's not part of the goof. If it's not part of the goof, so it doesn't make any difference whether makpid or not makpid. The whole goof has to be immersed in the water. That's the pshat. That's the pshat in the Rabbeinu's
Rashi. But the goof is getting wet.
What?
But the guf is getting wood. That's shayla against Rav Yosef. Even if it was not part of the guf, this chatzitza, but the guf is getting wood anyway. It's covered something that the water gets through. Even if it's not part of the guf, because she's not going to take it off. Good, it's not part of the guf, but that's only a swara when it's not, when it doesn't let the water get there. Then it's
that's the swara of Rashi. But the rabbis of Rashi, they say that in other words, she has to be tevel the goof in the normal way. In the normal way. As a matter of fact, there is another Gemara in Nide that it confirms Rashi Shita, Rashi Shita. Some of what?